This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Biden's new target. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Wednesday, May 5th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
The Biden administration has circled July 4th on the calendar, a day it wants 70% or more of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID vaccine dose.
The former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering and convicted of murdering George Floyd wants a new trial. Hear what his attorney is arguing.
Facebook will decide today whether its ban on former President Trump should be permanent. Meanwhile, he's launched his own communication platform.
And raising alarms about the lousy diets of teenage girls.
One of the experts told me that teenagers are actually more limited in what they eat. They're actually pickier eaters than toddlers, which was a little bit stunning to me. But then when I started thinking about my own diet in high school, as well as my sixth grade daughter, it started to make more sense.
Andrea Peterson at the Wall Street Journal on what teen girls lack in their diets that can cause current and future problems. The Biden administration will soon be reallocating some COVID vaccine doses to states with higher demand for shots. President Biden said yesterday he also wants 70% of the adult population to have at least one dose by July 4th. Part of that goal is to also have 160 million U.S. adults with the full course of the vaccine by that date as well, a pace of 100 million shots over the next 60 days.
There are a lot of younger people, especially those in their 20s and 30s, who believe they don't need it. Well, I want to be absolutely clear. You do need to get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated not only protects you, it also reduces the risk that you give the virus to somebody else.
The U.S. administered about 220 million shots in Mr. Biden's first 100 days, but the pace of vaccinations has fallen in recent weeks. Meanwhile, CVS and Walmart have announced they'll now allow walk-ins at all locations. CVS, along with several other retail pharmacies, had recently begun offering same-day appointments, and several chains already allowed walk-ins on a limited basis. In the face of lingering hesitancy, states and cities across the country are taking new steps to encourage residents to get their coronavirus vaccine shots as the nation races toward herd immunity. Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill, says it's not often that a state health department encourages residents to drink beer. Reed, what are you hearing?
States are trying to inspire as many people as possible to get their coronavirus vaccine. Of course, we're racing towards herd immunity, the point at which this virus basically can't find anybody else to infect. And so states want as many of their residents as possible to get vaccinated. The sort of excitement around vaccines looks like it's ebbed. Basically, everybody who was super excited about getting a vaccine has already gotten one. Now states are trying to inspire more people to show up and get vaccines. So in states like New Jersey and Connecticut, they are offering beer. Gordon, once you have your shot, I assume you've got your shots already, you can go show your vaccination card at any of a dozen or so breweries around New Jersey and get a fresh local beer, which I'm sure you'd absolutely love to do.
Sure.
Same thing is happening in Connecticut, where Governor Ned Lamont has started the Drinks on Us campaign. Take your vaccine card in and get a free beer. In other places, they're giving out actual money. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said Monday that he is going to offer $100 to state employees who get their vaccines. And in West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice is giving younger people a $100 savings voucher when they get theirs.
Wow. Maryland, it's actually retroactive too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Every state employee who's already vaccinated can go is in line for a $100 bonus. And, you know, we're seeing this in even in local places. In Detroit, the city is offering $50 for anybody who brings an unvaccinated person in to get their shot. So, hey, if you drive your neighbor in to get their shot, you get $50 in return, and they get to be immune from COVID. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Wow. We're speaking with Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill, about his story entitled Beer, Bucks, and bonuses. States get creative to encourage vaccination. Companies were the first to do this, right? Again, states kind of followed suit because we're at a point now where states are having to give back some doses.
Yeah, that's right. I actually talked to the spokesman for the Maryland Governor Larry Hogan yesterday, and he said that like basically this push to give bonuses to state employees is a way to try to get private companies to do the same for their employees. I mean, this is, you know, a global race towards herd immunity, towards ending the coronavirus pandemic, and we got to do everything possible to get as many people as possible to take these shots. There is still lingering vaccine hesitation. Totally understandable. It's a new vaccine, but you know, and a lot of the public health experts are trying to figure out ways to communicate with people who are hesitant about the vaccine in order to convince them to go get it, that it is in fact safe. And let me tell you, these vaccines, the three of them that have been approved in the United States, are amazingly safe and some of the most effective vaccines we've ever seen in modern medical history.
Explain some of the discrepancies we're seeing between and among states with regards to high levels of vaccination and lower levels.
Yeah, so we talked about the states that are offering beer, at least, New Jersey and Connecticut. They and other northeastern states are among the places where the most people have gotten vaccinated. You know, somewhere around 44% of all Americans, that translates into a little north of 50% of adults over 18, have gotten at least one dose, according to the CDC. Within the U.S., it's like more than 60% of those in New Hampshire, more than 55% of those in Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, Maine. So basically, the Northeast, they're getting vaccinated really fast. Southern states are getting vaccinated very slowly. Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, fewer than a third of residents in those states have gotten their shots, and they are also administering fewer shots that they've been given. So that tells you that there's a real lack of demand for vaccines in some of those southern states.
Yeah, and we've done better than what most of the first world countries, right, with the exception of what, UK and Israel?
Yeah, pretty much. The United Kingdom and Israel and the United Arab Emirates have vaccinated a higher percentage of their populations than we have, and as have a lot of sort of smaller nations, the Seychelles, the Maldives, you know, tiny islands with a few thousand residents, or tens of thousands of residents. But on a global scale, I mean, we're doing far better than the European Union, than Asian nations, than pretty much everywhere else.
Nice, Reed. Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill. A top Republican in Congress says he has concerns about another high-ranking GOP leader. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says there's dwindling support for Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's been a critic of former President Trump. Ms. Cheney is the GOP conference chairwoman. Mr. McCarthy was on Fox News.
There's no concern about how she voted on impeachment. That decision has been made. I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority.
A spokeswoman for Ms. Cheney said, quote, "This is about whether the Republican Party is going to perpetuate lies about the 2020 election and attempt to whitewash what happened on January 6th. Liz will not do that," end quote. Tossing fuel on the fire, a hot mic, catching Mr. McCarthy telling a Fox News host before a segment that, quote, "he's had it with her." Coming up next, Derek Chauvin wants a new trial. It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Wednesday. The former Minneapolis cop convicted of murdering George Floyd wants a new trial. Eric Nelson, lawyer for Derek Chauvin, is alleging prosecutorial and jury misconduct and saying a change of venue should have been granted. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
Mr. Nelson requested a hearing where the judge could re-interview some jurors from last month's trial. He wants to show the jury, quote, committed misconduct, felt threatened or intimidated, and or felt race-based pressure during the proceedings. Judge Peter Cahill denied requests for a retrial at multiple points during the proceedings after Mr. Nelson said the jury was being swayed by pressure to convict Mr. Chauvin out of a fear that failure to convict would unleash a new round of social unrest in Minneapolis. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. Mr. Nelson, the attorney, didn't name a specific juror or explain what misconduct he's alleging. In a court filing yesterday, he asked the court to grant him more time to fully investigate the issues. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden has set a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one shot to 70% of adults by July 4th as he tackles the vexing problem of winning over the doubters and those unmotivated to get inoculated.
The light at the end of the tunnel is actually growing brighter and brighter. So Americans have sacrificed and served to make this progress possible, showing the best of who we are as a people. We need you. We need you to bring it home. Get vaccinated.
The administration is moving to shift doses from states with weaker demand to areas with stronger interest in the shots.
Number two.
The death toll from the collapse of an overpass on the Mexico City Metro has climbed to 24 as crews work to clear the wreckage. And anger grows over the latest in a string of catastrophes to hit one of the world's largest mass transit systems. Officials refuse to speculate on the cause. The disaster, which sent two carriages crashing into passing traffic on the street below on Monday night, the city's mayor promised a thorough investigation by an outside firm and the federal prosecutor's office.
Number three.
Manhattan federal prosecutors have asked a judge to appoint an outside authority known as a special master to oversee a review of material seized by FBI agents last week from Rudy Giuliani in their investigation into his work in Ukraine. Prosecutors say their request stems from concerns about attorney-client privilege. Giuliani's legal team has criticized the search of his apartment and office as unconstitutional and a breach of attorney-client privilege. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has missed a deadline to form a new government, a development that would lead to the end of his 15-year rule if his opponents can patch together their own alternative coalition. The country's president now expected to offer Netanyahu's rivals an opportunity to assemble a government or hand responsibility for selecting a new prime minister to Israel's parliament. If those efforts fail, Israel could be heading toward another election, its fifth since 2019. How much are you willing to spend on mom this Mother's Day? If you're like most people, the National Retail Federation claims it'll be $220. That's $15 more than last year and $23 more than 2019. The top three gift categories: flowers, greeting cards, and special outings.
Which of those is an average of $220?
Special outings. Very, very special outings.
Very special outings.
Yes.
With a party of 12 for dinner or something
yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Yikes. Thanks, Jen. Coming up next, concerns about the diets of teenage girls. In the sport of business, we're all players, and with the game always changing, you need to be versatile. So does your wardrobe. You want both style and comfort to look as good as you feel inside the office or out. That's what Cuts Clothing is all about. Cuts Clothing keeps you sharp wherever the game takes you, from the boardroom to the bar to the gym. How? They reinvented men's clothing, starting with the t-shirt. Their Pika Tri-Blend fabric is buttery soft, wrinkle-free, and keeps its shape. Everything I've worn from Cuts is next-level comfort. Their polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts, all classics, made modern with custom-engineered fabrics you have to wear to believe. So versatile, you'll never need to take them off, and so comfortable, you won't want to. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. Thanks for being with us. Many adolescent girls are not getting enough important nutrients, which could lead to poor school performance and future health issues. More from Andrea Peterson, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Andrea, what are we learning?
Reporting the story is one of the experts told me that teenagers are actually more limited in what they eat. They're actually pickier eaters than toddlers, which was a little bit stunning to me. But then when I started thinking about my own diet in high school, as well as my sixth grade daughter, it started to make more sense. Basically, what they're saying is that, you know, teens really, you know, they eat sort of a limited number of foods. And it's also a time when dieting starts to occur, especially among girls, you know, when they start restricting what they're eating. Teens also are less among the least likely to use dietary supplements. So often they're not getting vitamins. When they were younger, they might have had, you know, a multivitamin given to them by their parents, or older, they start, you know, paying more attention to things like that. They're not necessarily doing that. And also teens often skip breakfast, which, as a couple of experts pointed out to me, you know, it's filled with relatively nutrient dense foods, if you think like things like yogurt, which has a lot of, calcium, which is critically important for bone health and which, most adolescent girls don't get nearly enough of.
We're speaking with Andrea Peterson, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Teen Girls, Poor Diets Are Worrying Doctors. Some of them, too, or many of them are being misled by apps, you said.
Right. So also, teens' eating habits are actually getting worse during the pandemic. Several doctors I talked to, say they're seeing both kids who are binge eating because they're bored and they really don't have much to do, and so they're eating too much and gaining weight. They're also seeing the opposite, kids who are really stressed out and they're eating too little, losing weight, and actually developing some health problems because of this restrictive eating. And what they've found is that use of some of these diet and fitness apps can actually get kids into trouble because, as one doctor said to me, if the app tells you, that you should be eating 1,200 calories, some kids say, well, then 1,000 must be better, eating even less than what the app says. But also the apps are oftentimes really targeted toward adults, and they don't necessarily take into account, if a kid is, burning tons of calories on the soccer field or whatever. And so they're not necessarily directing kids to what's healthy for their age and stage, as one expert told me. And, the popularity of things like vegan and vegetarian diets can also be difficult, make it difficult for kids to get adequate amounts of iron and vitamin D, for example. Some kids often, they may not be eating enough a wide array of foods to get the kind of nutrients they need when they're following some of these kinds of dietary patterns.
Thanks, Andrea. Andrea Peterson, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Bringing the world to your door every morning. This is America's First News, This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday, May 5. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Reports say the FDA could approve Pfizer's vaccine for adolescents within the next week. Derek Chauvin's lawyer wants a new trial in the George Floyd case. A conservative watchdog has received emails showing a powerful teachers union gave language to the CDC for school reopening guidance released in February, which called for a slow reopening for in-person instruction. Watch for food and drink specials on the Cinco de Mayo and the stock that's getting too pricey for the NASDAQ computers. That story in about 20 minutes. Time for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, unless you're hiring. Fortunately, Indeed has great tools that help speed up the hiring process. Visit Indeed.com/credit. America's best-selling F-Series pickup truck is parked. John Lawler, Ford Chief Financial Officer, told industry analysts after first quarter earnings that the company had approximately 22,000 vehicles parked and awaiting semiconductor parts at the end of March. They can't be sold until then. More on the delays from Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press, who says the numbers continue to grow. Phoebe, it's hitting everybody.
We're talking the hardest hit in the world is Ford Motor Company. The hardest hit in North America is General Motors. But this is Toyota, Volkswagen, BMW, Honda, everybody. What's getting a lot of attention is that thousands and thousands of cars are piling up in major lots all over North America in other locations. Ford Motor Company has its best-selling F-Series, thousands of trucks as far as you can see in Kentucky, not far from Churchill Downs, mm-hmm. as well as Kansas City, parked at Worlds of Fun and all over Metro Detroit. But these are new trucks, new SUVs, and they have to build them, park them, and hold them until these semiconductor parts can come in and be inserted and then sent to the dealers.
Boy, how come Ford seems to be hit so especially hard? Is that because of the popularity of the F-150?
It looks like that's the situation. They produce so many. One rolls off the line in less than a minute. And so the sheer volume of sales, that's what we're seeing. Yeah.
So something that's, I guess, pretty alarming here, too, is that somebody in your story was quoted as saying that the chip issue is going to be a problem potentially for years for the auto industry.
It's terrifying. The head of Intel actually did a preview interview with Bloomberg for 60 Minutes, and he said it looks like this thing could drag on for a couple of years. And it's because it takes so long to create these factories, and a major factory in Tokyo just had a big fire in March of this year that was a major provider for the global auto industry. So you've got a fire situation, you've got a shortage because of COVID, and then you just have massive supply disruption. And the idea that this could drag on, what that means is that prices of used cars are going up, that prices of new cars are going up, that rental cars, what we found is that rental car companies are desperately trying to find vehicles to purchase. And they said in Florida, it's costing $100 a day. In Puerto Rico, $600 a day. And this is to rent a car, Hertz and Enterprise. So the impact with the semiconductor thing is we're going to see it for quite some time.
We're speaking with Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Her story is called Thousands of Big New Pickups Aren't Going to Customers. Here's Why. And if I understand that the basics of this, the semiconductor shortage problem is tied to the pandemic in that we all shifted to work from home, so we all needed new laptops and computers and tablets. That took away all the supply, and it's difficult for the semiconductor makers to suddenly pivot back and ramp them up for making cars and trucks again.
It's a complicated recipe. It's both a demand-driven problem and also some of the factories being shut down because of COVID. So as everything shut down for that period, it's a complicated mix of that. Yes, we're competing, autos are competing with your smartphones, also airplane parts, pretty much anything that has smart components, safety driving, any sort of technology, it's these parts. And we're all competing against one another. The one company that doesn't seem hard hit is Hyundai. But everybody else, this is really hitting the bottom line. But again, what's so striking is while all these pickups are piling up, we know that when dealerships receive deliveries, they're sold and people are waiting for people to unload these vehicles. I mean, that there is such a hunger to get these new vehicles. And so the industry is watching this very closely. Again, the sale prices are going up. So what's amazing is even though Ford Motor Company has been able to sell, they've sold fewer vehicles in first quarter, their profits were up because people are paying more per vehicle.
Thanks, Phoebe. Phoebe Wall Howard, automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press, part of the USA Today network. Coming up next, the mic drop. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Wednesday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it took a little time, but we now know what comedian Adam Sandler was thinking when he strolled into an IHOP last week. You remember we told you that a security camera video was watched over 11 million times last week showing Sandler and his daughter asking to be seated at an IHOP restaurant on Long Island. A 17-year-old hostess named Diana Rodas didn't recognize the star, wearing casual clothes and with a face mask, and she told him it was a 30-minute wait to be seated, to which Sandler decided to leave. Rodas felt embarrassed and implored Sandler via TikTok to come back to the restaurant. We don't think he has as of yet, but he did finally respond to the funny story, posting a message on Twitter. For the record, I only left the IHOP because the nice woman told me that the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to milkshakes. This prompted a lot of responses from Sandler's fans, a few of whom said they would start a petition for IHOP to have all-you-can-drink milkshakes. Others said that Sandler should offer the embarrassed hostess a cameo in his next movie.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. The hostess, again, I'll go back to this. The hostess should not be embarrassed. First of all, let me ask you this. At the age of 17,
yeah,
would she be that familiar with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, possibly not. Yeah, I mean,
let alone behind a mask.
Right. Right. Yeah. I guess she didn't realize until we found out later on. He kind of hung around outside the restaurant for a little bit,
okay,
maybe debating whether they were going to go next.
Okay.
And some people on the sidewalk recognized him.
Ah.
And then they came in and they told her, "Hey, Adam Sandler's standing outside of your IHOP here."
Okay.
And that's how she finally figured out it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if she would necessarily be that familiar with him.
Legit,
you know?
Question, right?
Yeah.
There's like more younger celebrities that she'd,
right,
be likely familiar with rather than Adam Sandler.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Well, look, she's probably gonna play this into a movie career at this rate. Let's face,
right,
facts.
I'm glad it seems like nothing negative has happened,
yes,
to her. All she did was do her job. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So all is well. That's why we like this story, because
right,
it's
exactly
a feel-good story all around. And when it comes to neighborly disputes, one man's poop wall is another man's compost fence. Fox News says a man has retaliated against a neighbor with cow feces in a small Michigan town. Wayne Lombarth told local TV that his neighbor erected a 250-foot-long wall of manure following property line disputes he had with a fellow farm owner last year. Aside from serving as a physical divider, Lombarth says the wall also predictably comes with a powerful stench. The farmer who built the wall, whose identity has remained anonymous, denied the organic structure is a poop wall, instead calling it a compost fence.
Mm.
Local officials are washing their hands of the dirty wall, saying nothing can be done about it since it sits on private property.
Oh, man. Wow. That's brutal.
I've been coming home and
yeah,
you got that sitting out there,
yeah,
in
how
the backyard.
Well, like, a 68-degree, beautiful, low humidity,
yeah,
sunny day, and that's just wafting through your homes because you decided to open the windows.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Boy.
Let's eat outside tonight, honey. Oh, wait. Ugh. No, maybe not.
Brutal. What a terrible way to live, too, with neighbors. Dispute like that.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Mike.
As a business owner, you eventually realize you can't do everything yourself, but hiring is complicated. And what if you only need part-time help? Belay, an innovative staffing solution, has successfully matched thousands of businesses with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. Belay offers you a virtual support team that can transform your workday. Let Belay help you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, B-E-L-A-Y, solutions.com/deal. That's Belay solutions.com/deal.
Thanks for joining us. There's one obvious downside to our increasing reliance on technology, and that's electronic waste. In 2019, e-waste weighed more than all the commercial airliners ever made. USA Today put together steps to take if you can't reuse your gear. On the EPA's website, for example, you can see all the options on where to bring your larger tech items like computers and printers at various drop-off locations across the country, including big box retailers and the like. Smaller items like smartphones could also be dropped off in most cases, or can be traded in or mailed through programs offered by mobile phone carriers. It's important to properly remove data, of course, from your digital devices before you recycle them, just in case those devices fall into the wrong hands. For computers, there's free downloadable software that can be properly used to erase your hard drive, tools called Eraser and CBL Data Shredder. Some people physically destroy hard drives with a drill or hammer, mostly guys, but you don't want to physically hurt yourself in the process, so good software
should do the trick. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden has set a new target of having 160 million adults fully vaccinated and 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th, ramping up efforts to reach rural areas and communities where the rate of COVID shots has lagged.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus. We can do this.
The administration is launching new efforts to hit the goal by directing pharmacies to offer walk-in vaccines, deploying mobile vaccination clinics, increasing funding for community outreach, and encouraging young people to get vaccinated when a shot is approved for use in adolescents.
Number two.
A stretch of rough weather continues after storms killed 2 people in Georgia and 1 in Tennessee. Severe thunderstorms are forecast today from the central Gulf Coast to the mid-Atlantic. Wind gusts and severe hail will be primary dangers.
Number three.
The defense attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has requested a new trial after Chauvin was convicted in April of second-degree murder and other charges in the death of George Floyd. Attorney Erica Nelson says Chauvin was denied a fair trial for reasons including prosecutorial and jury misconduct and errors of law at trial, and that the resulting jury's verdict was contrary to law. The motion and expected development in the case argues a number of reasons would justify a new trial. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity and in nearly every age group, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Anxiety about COVID-19 and its impact on the economy likely caused many couples to postpone or entirely scrap plans to have a baby. Brace yourself for this. Trillions of the red-eyed black bugs are coming within days, a couple of weeks at most. The cicadas of Brood 10 will emerge after 17 years underground. There are many broods of cicadas that appear on rigid schedules in different years, but this is one of the largest and most noticeable. They'll be in 15 states from Indiana to Georgia, and they're already coming out in mass numbers now in Tennessee and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with those prom pictures outdoors, graduation ceremonies outdoors,
so gross.
Weddings.
I know.
Thanks, Jen. Coming up next, why a Berkshire Hathaway stock prices causing angst for the NASDAQ. It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings. Thanks for spending time with us. Berkshire Hathaway is trading at more than $421,000 per Class A share, and the market is optimistic. That's a problem. The Wall Street Journal says the price has grown so high, it has nearly hit the maximum number that can be stored in one Commonway Exchange computer's handle digits. NASDAQ's computers can only count so high because of the compact digital format they use for communicating prices. NASDAQ is rushing to finish an upgrade later this month that would fix the problem. At the root of the problem here is Warren Buffett's decades-long refusal to execute a stock split of Berkshire's Class A shares. Forbes magazine says the 90-year-old billionaire has even signed birthday cards to friends with the message, quote, "May you live until Berkshire splits." That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.